It's hard to offer any explanation for a massacre like that, but tensions between Muslims and Christians are running high in parts of Nigeria, and not just over religion. There's poverty and competition for land to consider as well, and there may be an element of revenge, too. This weekend's attacks on Christian villages near the city of Jos took place less than 2 months after hundreds of Muslims were killed in Jos. Michelle Gelfand has studied revenge and the cultural influences that affect it. She's in the psychology department at the University of Maryland at College Park. Professor Gelfand, is there a cultural context to explain something as ghastly as what has occurred in central Nigeria?
It's hard to explain a horrific event such as those that happened in Jos. I think it's fair to say psychological research would suggest that revenge is a universal instinct, that when you perceive you've been harmed, your group has been harmed, that there's an instinct to get even. And this is something that's common across cultures, across history.
And might it explain some of the brutality of the attack as well?
Yes, that's right. In this case, what you see is the long history of rioting in the Jos area, starting in 2001, killing more than 1,000 people, again in 2004 and 2008, has set out a spiral, a contagion of revenge, so to speak, that is happening across these two groups.
Well, and when you say contagion, you mean that it goes back and forth, it's tit for tat, or contagious within each group?
In our research, what we found is in very collectivistic, group-oriented cultures as found in the area.
What do you mean by collectivistic, group-oriented?
By collectivist cultures, we mean those countries and groups where people are born into extended families. They're very integrated into cohesive, strong groups where there's a strong emphasis on my group versus your group, very strong in-group and out-group boundaries, as we call them.
Unlike the U.S., which is thought of as being very individualistic.
That's right. In our data, the U.S. is quite individualistic, where the self is really construed as very separate, detached from collectives, and there's very weak group boundaries. And the implications of that for the contagion of revenge are huge. In collectivist cultures, because of that strong cohesion in groups, revenge is contagious. What happens to one of my own group members feels very personal to me, to my group honor. And honor in these cultures is as important as the air one breathes. If one perceives that one's group has been dishonored, there's a strong retaliation instinct.
So if my cousin is killed, I won't just think, well, that was a problem between him and his enemy.
That's
a reflection on me that my cousin was killed.
That's right. In our own data, we had people recall instances, for example, when someone with whom they were very related was humiliated by someone else. And we had them think about this event, and then we had them write about how angry they were and how much they thought about seeking revenge. And what we found was striking. Collectivist individuals, they felt extremely angry and they had serious revenge rumination over the event. Whereas for individualists, like people from the U.S., as you mentioned, they seem to distance themselves from that person and blame the victim. So in this sense, what happens to one's own group members becomes personal, becomes a personal motive to seek revenge on their behalf. And that could be either with the original perpetrator or, as I said, with anyone from the outgroup.
I see. So if it really becomes an argument between groups and not between individuals, then in retaliation for your killing someone in my group, I could kill anyone in your group, including
women,
exactly right. Including women and children.
That's right, exactly, as occurred in this horrific event.
But clearly there are many collectivist countries or cultures around the world, and not all result, or certainly not at all times, to this sort of slaughter. What explains why it would tip over into actual violence?
Yeah, that's the million-dollar question. Cultural factors clearly play a role, but there are many other factors. As in the case in this area in Jos, there's political vacuum, the lack of strong institutions. There's ecological types of issues. As you mentioned, Jos is in Nigeria's middle belt, where there's fertile and hotly contested land. There's also economic factors. Clearly, this is a very strained region economically. All of these factors, political, ecological, economic, as well as cultural, contribute their part to this kind of horrific event.
Michelle Gelfand is in the psychology department at the University of Maryland in College Park. Part of her research is studying the cultural influences behind people's notions of revenge. Professor Gelfand, thank you very much for speaking with us.
Thank you.